Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gene Marks of The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as this small town, the small business commentator and columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We come now to Gene's occasional column in The Hill. This column is on fire. The fact is that Gene is impatient with National Small Business Week. Why so, Gene?
So I do write every other week for The Hill, and it is my chance to have a bit of a rant. And this time my rant was about National Small Business Week, which comes every year. It's usually around the first week in May. I am, as you know, a small business owner and a small business advocate. I cover small businesses, and I absolutely hate National Small Business Week. I believe it is a joke, and it is a farce, because all it does is it serves not small businesses, but the politicians and the big brands that want to sell to small businesses. I mean, it is a great saying that you support small businesses if you're a politician, John, is like saying that you like ice cream and puppies. You know, I mean, nobody is going to, you call you otherwise. But meanwhile, the politicians always use National Small Business Week to celebrate their agenda. You know, they always misrepresent. I always see them with pictures of people with all sorts of genders and colors and races, which is all well and good, but it's always completely out of context or misrepresented, you know, what they show versus what the actual population of business owners are. You know, in other words, God forbid, if you're a white man, a white middle-aged man, you're not really represented by the government that much in National Small Business Week. And then, you know, it's not just the politicians, but it's also the big brands. I mean, it's a great opportunity for all these big companies like Facebook and Google and, you know, ADP and T-Mobile. They can be sponsors now, and they're actually on the Small Business Administration's website, which gives them credibility so that they can sell to small businesses. And meanwhile, you know, I talk to my clients. Nobody even knows this National Small Business. This does absolutely nothing for a small business. It doesn't highlight people. It's these arbitrarily chosen winners of Small Business Week. It means nothing. My suggestion at the end of the column was, listen, double down on Small Business Saturday. Good for American Express for starting it years ago, because offer discounts and free goods and all, you know, whatever you can do, because that's money in a small business owner's pocket. It's the day after Black Friday. People come in and buy stuff from them. And the more these big brands and politicians can do to give them breaks and discounts and you know, things that they can do to attract customers into their stores and places of business, then you're really helping small businesses, not just promoting your own agenda. There, I've had my rant, John.
Artificial intelligence, open AI. For small business, how can they use it better, Gene?
Well, I wrote about this, you know, for the Inquirer, because so many people are asking me about, you know, about ChatGPT and all of the AI tools that are out there. And I have two bits of advice for you. First of all, I think you should play and have some fun with ChatGPT. John, I don't know if you've tried. Have you tried ChatGPT?
Yeah, sure. I asked it who I was, and it came up with a pretty good out of Wikipedia. But then it made up a whole bunch of novels that I never wrote.
Okay, so there's a lot of inaccuracies and a lot of bias and things you have to be careful.
Oh, I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed it. I wanted to meet him.
So. Let me give you a little challenge. The next time that you read a book and you're going to interview the author, go on ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to give you 15 or 20 questions to ask the author about the book. I know you take great enjoyment in reading it yourself, but you'll be surprised at the amount of time that ChatGPT will save you in doing research for the interviews that you conduct.
Right.
It's the same thing if you're a business owner. It saves you time. It can draft legal agreements. It can draft HR policies. It can draft emails. It can draft sales things. These are all things that can save you time. You still need to review them or have experts, you know, give their thumbs up, but it's definitely time saver. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to this AI stuff, relax. Your software companies are working on it right now. Google and Microsoft and QuickBooks and all those other, you know, that use Salesforce, they're all building in this AI technology into their software. So ask them about it. Stay current on their new features. You don't have to be doing any development on your own. You'll be using their features, all this stuff, in really the months to come.
And Gene, a detail about AI. There's this anxiety out there that it's taking over. I don't see any evidence of it. It's creative, but it makes mistakes. And I don't imagine the master computer of the world to be as mistake prone as what I'm witnessing.
Well, it's going to get better and better, John. As it gets more and more training, it's just going to get smarter and smarter. I mean, the AI technology right now is the equivalent of a kindergartner. But even kindergartners eventually graduate high school or even go on to graduate school. And that's going to happen.
Age of the worker. What does that mean, Gene? Age of the worker is over.
So this was another boy. I was getting roasted on Twitter for this because I wrote a piece in The Guardian about how the age of the worker has really turned around. Now, by the way, John, I wrote this before the unemployment numbers came out, showing that we've got a 50-year low in the unemployment rate. You know, the context of this column that I just wrote, this came out on Sunday, was about how all these big brands are laying people off left and right, and workers themselves have got to start really being careful because, you know, they're going to be the first to go. The ones that I think are really going to be first to go are the ones that are like the quiet quitters, the ones that are pushing things like bare minimum Mondays, you know. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that employers are you know, don't like, and those are the kinds of people that they're going to be getting rid of first when it comes time to lay people off. Now, listen, again, I'm saying all of this, workers being replaced by new technologies, you know, benefits being cut back by some of these larger firms. My advice in this column was, listen, if you're a worker right now, be very wary. Make sure that you're providing return on investment to your employer. Don't you know, publicize the fact that you're practicing bare minimum Mondays, for God's sake. But hey, what do I know? We're at an all-time low in the unemployment rate. And, you know, for all I know, these workers are, you know, still in control of the world. I tend to think that, you know, the pendulum is swinging against them, but we'll see in the coming months.
We've got about a minute, Gene. What is Chegg and how has it struggled with AI?
Yeah, well, we talked about AI before. Chegg is an online, you know, study source. It provides homework assistance and online tutoring. And they saw a 40% drop in their market value because of ChatGPT. You know, people used to subscribe to them to get help with their homework and online tutoring. Now people are going for free to ChatGPT and asking the questions and getting answers that way. It's just one example of how AI is really going to disrupt a lot of industries.
And that's a good thing, Gene, because you can take advantage of ChatGPT. Advice to 11th graders, if you're using ChatGPT, check it with Wikipedia. It makes mistakes. Gene Marks is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as for our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and The Hill, where he writes columns that are on fire. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.